Actually, but listen, still not perfect.
I need to ask you something while you're here, because you're a bit nerdy and geeky.
Yeah.
So you probably know about what I'm talking about. I need to talk to you about MySpace.com.
Okay.
Oh, I set one up yesterday.
Did you?
Rachel's actually the expert on MySpace.com. I haven't got
one. I'm not really. I decided to go on it. Dave is.
I need to talk to you
Dave
about this.
Dave needs to talk about this.
Have you done your page, Rachel?
No, I haven't. I just set up my name and everything. I haven't really done much on it. Okay. Well, I've done anything on it.
I have a bit of a problem with mine.
Have you done one?
Well, there's one. Somebody has set up a /comedy Dave, but I'm the victim of an internet.
Conspiracy?
No. What's the word?
A cyber squatter.
Somebody is squatting on my site, and I think they might be a Nazi.
What?
I don't think they are.
I think somebody's having a laugh.
Well, you have a look. You put in /comedy Dave and go on there.
It says Comedy Dave loves you. And, why do you say that about him? Let me have a look at the facts. He's 17 years old.
That's not it.
Is that not him?
No.
Oh, that's the only one. Comedy Dave, that's what I searched for. And that's the only one that I found.
Go to search? Go, come here.
Oh, you do it, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Have a quick go.
See, this is interesting now, because this kind of backs me up with what I'm about to say as well.
Someone's squatting on yours?
Oh, well, I'll tell you in a second. But, well, I'll tell you what it is. I went looking for Joe Wiley's, because I know that Joe's got a site on there, and she's got, like, about 800 friends or something. And I don't really know how it works. I thought I'd have a look and teach myself about it. So, I look at Joe Wiley's, and I'm going, oh, it's quite interesting.
Mm.
I look at Fern Cotton. Fern Cotton's got one. I can find Fern Cotton's. Or Reggie's. Oh, okay. Right, I've found Comedy Dave's now.
Now, do you see my problem? Well, am I concerned? I understand
now why Dave said this guy might be a Nazi, because he's dressed him, he's put his face over that of a Nazi officer, and there's a swastika right in the front.
Oh, okay.
Now, the problem is that some people may get the wrong idea, because I'm not a Nazi.
That's not you.
And I just like to hold my hands up, and I never have been one, and have no desire to be one.
I just love the fact that you said you're a victim of cyber squatting.
But I am. I've been cyber squatted by this.
What is
goon.
That all about?
It's a bit weird.
Man alive. Dave is a Nazi.
But I've been a victim here, and I need to get somebody to get rid of this fella, because I don't know how to do
it. Isn't the
Nazi Dave.
Who's the friend Tom when you start?
He's the guy whose site it is.
Okay, well,
I believe.
We need to talk to Tom.
Oh, see, now, look, why is this not working properly? Oh, I see. Right. Okay. So, search.
So we got Chaps and Dave one as well.
Well, I put Fern Cotton in, couldn't find her. Put Reggie in, couldn't find her. I thought maybe I'm doing this wrong, so I put my name in just to see if I'm doing the wrong thing. Two sites have come up. One is Chris Moyle's A Tribute, and the other one is somebody passing themselves off as me, including there's photos of me. It has my my age, where I'm from. My birthday, about me. Hey, listen to The Breakfast Show, Monday to Friday, 7 till 10.
Is that you?
Right? Now, this is nothing to do with me. I have 793 friends, right? Whatever the hell that means. I've no idea. What is this all about?
Is that your picture? Is that somebody?
That's me. That's me wearing a classic Leeds United retro top from Tufts.
The old fashioned shirt company.
Yeah. Mm. If you ever need an old shirt.
It's a place to go.
Listen, if it's ever your brother's birthday, you want to get an old Liverpool shirt.
If it's ever his birthday, well, there might be one coming up
once
soon.
Once every year.
So then here we go. So Chris Moyles' friends' comments, right? There are 244 comments. Number one, hey Chris, you're the voice that wakes me up every day, every morning, and puts a smile on my face. It's not me. Hi Chris, I didn't know you were a WWE fan. And I'm like, what the hell is that all about? Why does it say that? So, you know, mind you, now, last night I was a little bit confused, but at least I'm not a Nazi, so
well,
I don't
mind. Well, this is the thing,
that.
And, you know, I worry that people might misunderstand me.
Great show. Thanks for the ad, Chris. What's that all about? What are the ads thing? What's that?
I don't actually, and I will now, because I've just typed Aled in, and I've just seen what faces come up, and I would like to improve on the faces.
I'm amazed that you don't have a page.
You go, don't search on the top one, search for on another one, Al. Friend Finder.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you looked at?
Yes, it is.
And are you in there?
I'm not in there, although there's a very scary-looking Aled in there. Which,
really?
Really. I think you should have a look.
I just find this... it's like, well, what's the deal with this guy then? Stuart, do you know how this MySpace...
Yeah, because Stuart did our World Tour one, which is just to plug all the gigs. And he's all across it, Stuart.
Why the hell has somebody got a site where they're saying they're me? And how come Dave was a Nazi? Can you just do that? What's that all about?
You must be able... You can just set it up.
Does that mean I can just set up one saying Dominic Byrne, pimp?
You can put anybody's details in.
Yeah, want to sell your body for sex? I can do you a good deal. My percentage is 15%.
I'm sure it's monitored.
Well, you know... But the weird thing is about it is the person who's pretending to be me, there's no kind of, hello, my name is Chris Moyles. I like, you know, robbing banks and shooting people. It's not like that. They've done it fairly straight. But now I just think that there's like 792 people who think that they're talking to me and they're not.
Mm.
Anyway, random. If you can let me know, text me 81199, fill me in on the whole thing. Ridiculous. Let's talk to me then about this MySpace. I think I might have started something here because I'm now looking at the comments bit on this fake Chris Moyles page. Here's one. Why would you pretend to be Miles, Sado? Next one. Wait a second, this isn't you. Next one. Wow, you're fake. Next one. Well, at least Scott's page is real. I didn't know Scott had a page on it. I seem to be, like, so far behind on this.
Everyone's got one now, I think.
MySpace thing. What's Scott Mills's? Let's have a look at that.
I presume it's /Scott, isn't it?
I have no idea. Scott. Oh, there's... Jesus, loads. I just don't know. Well, what's the point of it, Alan?
It's really addictive. I've already looked at some profiles.
Because I'm not going to slag it yet, because I know what I'm like. I'll end up slagging it, and then I'll end up spending hours on it.
Why do you want to slag it off?
Because I don't understand what it is. That's why I'm asking you. What is it?
It's just a network of people who can link to other profiles. So it can work
and
with
music.
And do what? Say if you're a band and you've got one, then you can have friends who are people who like your music, and then you can talk to other people about the music. If it's a dating thing, then you can start going from profile to profile.
Oh, are there hot women on this side?
Yeah,
there are.
Really?
And hot men as well.
See, now that makes sense.
So it's falling into place now. But you're not allowed... It's nothing rude or anything. It's just you get to meet people.
There's no nudity.
No nudity.
Oh, well, what's the point?
Chris.
What?
I'll send you a photo if you want one of me.
Not of you.
I don't... I'm fine. Thanks very much. I just typed in Spoonie and it's offered me the Pink Lady. That can't be him, can it?
Is that code?
Well, I don't know. And then there's... well, he doesn't look like that. Let me tell you. Oh. Anyway, there you go. Twice. Beautiful. I love that. I really like that song. That's such a nice song. Really good.
It's lovely.
I have to close the website down now because I'm just distracted, so...
He just switched on, by the way, on MySpace.com. Dave is a Nazi. From now on in, he's not Comedy Dave anymore. He's Nazi Dave. And we played nasty Nazi music in the background every time Dave speaks.
I'd just like to say that I'm not a Nazi. I've never have been one and have no desire.
You're just a victim of cyberspotting.
I am. I've been victimised. Some imposter is pretending to be me.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
You.
Alan Jones. I love boobs. All over the site. Look. Boob,
that
boob, 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 boob. That's me.
Hang on. He's not pretending to be you.
On Dominic's, it's a load of adverts for shampoo. See, people are taking a right diabolical liberty.
This is addictive.
Well, Dominic is all set up and ready to go because I was going to launch it the other day. I logged on and I thought, I don't want to put all my details, so I put Dominic's instead. So we're ready to make a site for Dominic. Do you like that, Dom? Already raring to go with all your favourite songs, you know, for when you grew up in the
40s. Yeah. I've just logged it. You know, you set me up on there. I've got one friend called Tom.
Yeah, everybody gets Tom.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody gets Tom as their friend. I think Fern was saying it's Tom's website. I think that's right.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, I'll find out more about it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow at the same time on BBC Radio 1.